This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Scandal and Vice, or Sugar and Spice, it's naughty but nice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham joins us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello. It is a Wednesday. It's a fabulous Wednesday at that. Even I'm so excited to be here. Always my favorite day of the week, truly.
You are so exciting, excitable every single week. Thank you for that, my friend. You get me in such a good mood on a Wednesday. Let's jump into the show, because what time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Prince William was shouting, "You're disgusting," at photographers who he claims were stalking his children. This is a massive story. So the royal family is embroiled in a new drama with YouTube over a video that was published showing the Duke of Cambridge, that is Prince William, shouting at a photographer. The video shows William arguing with the photographer after he was filmed on a bike ride near his home in Norfolk. A visibly upset Prince William is captured telling the photographer, quote, "I thought you guys had learned by now." I think he's referring to what happened with his mommy, Princess Diana. The short video was uploaded a year after the incident, Donnie. So this took place over a year ago. Nobody knew about it, but now the video has been uploaded, and it only goes to undermine the significant challenges that face the royal family in a new online era, who don't follow the traditional rules. So previously, Kensington Palace had sort of a gentleman's agreement with photographers, British media, to not publish videos or photographs of the royal family when they were living their private lives, particularly of the children. However, the laws, the rules, the agreements are different everywhere else in Europe. So if you go to Europe, you see videos and pictures of the children all the time. You don't see them in the UK. The internet is an international outlet. So if you're in a British newspaper, no one's going to really see you but the people in Britain. However, if you're on a website, it is available throughout the world. Prince William really loses his temper. He can be seen screaming, quote, "How dare you behave like you've done with my children? How dare you? You are stalking us around. I'm with my children. I'm out for a quiet bike ride with my children. You won't even give me your name. It's outrageous. You are disgusting. How dare you do that?" Kate can be heard off camera saying, "It's a weekend with our children." I don't think they realise The rules have changed. I'm not saying this is a good thing, but now the internet has changed everything, Donnie. What are your thoughts about all this?
Oh, I side with Prince William here because it's, yes, he is Prince William, but he's a father first. And here he's just protecting his children because sometimes these paparazzi, as we know, remember how his mom died. Mm-hmm. He is scared of these paparazzi and they can be cruel and they can be relentless.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you on this. I'm in the gossip business like you, Donnie, but I don't really publish pictures of people's children who don't want them published. Now, if you're going to sell your baby pictures to the cover of OK Magazine for $10 million, and if you put them on Instagram, you know, Kim turned up recently on The Tonight Show and she brought her children to work. Kim doesn't mind having her kids out there, but celebrities that don't want this, I try to respect their wishes. It's very difficult here because this isn't even a job that Prince William applied for. He was born into this, so he had no choice in the matter. Now his kids, they're arguably the most famous family in the world. The palace is trying to have this video taken down. I have not linked to it. So if you go to Naughty Gossip hoping to link to the story, I've not done that. But I'm describing it to you just to show how upset he is. What do you do though? We see this all the time. We see celebrities at airports, Donnie, and often the paparazzi get in their face to try and make them react. It's best to just keep walking to your car. If you're listening, celebs, hello, hello, hello. I'm probably giving you some good advice here that might be going against what I do for a living, but listen to your friend Robert. Don't talk. Recently, Britney Spears' mommy was caught at the airport. We've got that story a little later on in the show. She would have been better off to just say nothing. Could you, though, Donnie, could you say nothing if you were hounded, if they were in your face, if they were screaming things at you? Could you just shut up?
I mean, it's easier said than done. Yes. I could sit here and go, yes, I 100% could. But the problem is with a lot of these paparazzi, I think me and you, we're more respectful individuals, but a lot of these people, they know exactly what to say that will push your button.
Yes.
And there's some things that when people will say specific things to me, there are a few things I cannot keep my mouth shut
about.
Can't keep
my mouth shut. Yeah, if you see Lindsay Lohan, say you love Paris Hilton and she will explode. Like, that's going to push her buttons. That's going to make her want to react. And they know the buttons, friends.
Yeah, if you talk about Dina.
Talk about Dina. Friends, family members, they know what buttons to press with these celebrities. They know what they're doing. I want to know what you think about all this. So Prince William is caught screaming, "You are disgusting," at a photographer who he alleges stalked him and his children. Is he right? Is Prince William right? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donnie Love, what are you working on?
This made me actually kind of enjoy Kris Jenner a little bit. A wasted Kris Jenner. She gave a hilarious speech for Khloe Kardashian's 38th birthday. A very boozed up Kris Jenner. She gave a memorable speech at her daughter Khloe Kardashian's lavish 38th birthday party. And she probably didn't even remember it in the morning. She goes, "I know I'm a little wasted and a little green, but what I want to say is how much I am so beeping in love with you, Khloe." She said this while holding a dirty martini before breaking out into intense laughter in a video that Kim posted to her Instagram story. And she goes, "You are the rock star in my eyes. You are the queen of our family." I don't know if the other sister's like that. "You are the person who is always looking out at the law."
Law? Stumbled.
She's stumbling over her words. It made me giggle because it's like, she is a real person. Yes, she's a Kardashian Jenner, but she is these girls' mother and she loves them.
She does love them. And everything is so controlled with the Kardashians and the Jenners. It's a joy to see them be real people. I like sloppy. I do. I think I'm going to miss that the most about the Wendy Williams show. It was a sloppy show. And you sort of saw everything that the other shows don't let you see. And so the Kardashians, I do enjoy them too. I know they get on your nerves, some of the naughties. I do enjoy them. What I don't enjoy is how overproduced they sometimes come across. If they use one more filter on their Instagram, I mean, it's ridiculous. They look like oil paintings. So to see Kris Jenner, who's pretty uptight, to see her this loose, this relaxed, and then because Kim posted it, who's her favorite, she can't get in trouble. Donnie, if a waiter had posted that or someone in the restaurant, there would have been a lawsuit.
Oh.
But with Kim posting it, Kris Jenner can't do anything. I do like it too, that she was slurring her word so much. A family friend actually stepped in to finish her speech. She was so wasted. Have you ever been there? I think I have. I think I've started to give a speech and slugged a little sloppy. I would step in and save you, Donnie. Would you step in and save me? You'd video me laughing.
Oh, honey, I'm like, sit back and I'd take another sip and go, let's let Uncle Robert finish this story. Just giggling.
Vicious, vicious. We love this story. Hey, moving along. Chris Pratt has revealed that he doesn't like being called Chris and said, it's not my name. Well, you could have said before, Chris. So Chris Pratt, he's known for as many, many things, including somebody who knows how to handle a dinosaur or two. But he's particularly well known as being a member of the Hollywood Chris Club, which has Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, and also Chris Pine in. So apparently nobody told those three that Chris Pratt is an impersonator. In a recent interview with Jessica Shaw, Chris came out as a non-Chris. Bizarre, isn't it? So she said to him, what do all the other Chrises call you? Do they call you Pratt? And he said, they call me Pratt or CP. And he went on to say, but nobody calls me Chris. My friend Chad and I went golfing and Chad called him Chris. And he said, no, don't call me Chris. That's not my name. Please don't call it me. It feels really weird. I think what's weird is we're just hearing about this.
It's so, if you look on every movie poster that CP has been in,
approved.
It says Chris Pratt. It doesn't say CP. Do you know why it doesn't say CP? Because if you go, oh, starring in this new movie, it's CP. People would be like, who cares?
His name is Chris Pratt.
Yes.
Now, maybe he has a nickname for his friends. Like, some of my friends call me Robert, some Robbie, some Rob. But it's my name. It's all a variation on the same name. A very, very strange story here. I don't know if this actually sort of helps him. I know he's trying to sell that dinosaur movie and he's doing a ton of press. But I don't know, talking about
that dinosaur
that's your
movie
name. That's what's it called? Jurassic
Park. You mean
Park.
Jurassic
that's
Park?
I forgot the name. I forgot the name of it. I saw it too. I did.
That made me giggle.
And I forgot what it's called. Oh, all those dinosaurs back.
That's your British side. Oh, that old dinosaur movie.
That old dinosaur chasing me around. It's too much. They should shut down that park. I mean, because it's not working.
At this point,
yes. I'm like number 6 or 7, and they've still not learnt their lesson. It's not good. Chris Pratt, if you're listening. Chris Pratt, Chris Pratt, Chris Pratt. There you go.
You said
hey, let's move along. What's going on?
He's
going
to appear in your closet and jump out and get you when you sleep.
It's like Beetlejuice. Chris Pratt, Chris Pratt, Chris Pratt. What's going on with Chadwick Boseman?
Well, Chadwick Boseman's $2.3 million estate to be evenly split between his widow and his parents.
Oh.
It's been nearly 2 years since the tragic passing of the beloved actor. Now Boseman's widow, Simone Ledward Boseman, and his parents, Leroy and Carolyn, who have recently come to an agreement to split their loved one's estate down the middle.
Ooh.
According to court documents, Boseman's widow asked that her late husband's estate, which was valued to be about $2.3 million after taxes, funeral, legal, and lawyer fees, to be split exactly down the middle. I'm not going to lie. I thought it would have been worth a little more.
Yeah, well, I thought it'd be worth a little bit more, especially after the Black Panther movie. See, I got that one right. I like that movie. But I find what's interesting here is why didn't the wife get the whole amount? Like, God forbid anything happened to Bruce. I don't want to split it with his relatives. I'm the wife. Like, I'm the husband. I'm the one. I've never heard of this. Now, they did go on to say that he didn't have a will at the time of his death. So not only did they have to spend a lot more money in legal fees, but this could have got messy because there was no will. But even so, she is his wife. So I think automatically the wife, the husband gets everything. I'm not sure if anything happened to me, and I love them dearly, I don't think I'd want my mom and dad cut in. What about you?
Yeah, I feel like it is a bit odd that the parents, because it makes me wonder, were the parents clamoring behind the scenes to make sure they got a cut of it?
No, it
which is a little gross.
Yeah, there's something that doesn't sound right about this. Normally, all the money goes to the spouse. And then if the spouse wants to give the parents some money or a sister or a brother, fair enough. But to split it between his wife and his parents. There's more to this story. Don't worry, we'll get to the bottom of it. Hey, quickly before we get a break, tease this at the top of the show. Britney Spears is clapping back at her mom, Lynn, for wishing her to be happy. So Spears snapped at her mother after the mom wished the pop icon basically just to be happy. So they caught her mom at LAX, the photographers, and they asked her if she had any words of wisdom for her oldest daughter, and she said, "I just want her to be happy." So that seems like a okay thing to say. It's just a few words. Britney saw the video and is furious and said, "Hi, am I happy enough, mama?" And she posted an Instagram video of herself kissing her husband, boarding a private plane with their puppy. That's a pretty happy picture. That's everything about that picture. It's just great. Sources tell me that Britney just cannot let this go. And then get this, Lynn, the mother, liked the Instagram post. So they're all just going back and forth here. And they don't like each other. Maybe the mum likes Britney, but she didn't really help her for 13 years. Britney does not like her mummy.
The whole thing is just this. Remember what we were talking about earlier, how celebs need to just stop with the paparazzi when they're confronting your face? That's what Britney needs to do. I wish I could just find Britney in the street and go, "Sweetie, when your parents say something, when your sister says something, ignore them. Ignore them. The more you respond, the more they're going to talk.
Yeah, yeah, which is really the secret in life. You don't have to be a celebrity to live that by that rule. If somebody really hurts you and if you want to really hurt them, ignore them. Ignore them. People on social media, people in your life. When people come at you, they want your attention. I find the hardest punishment for myself too, Donnie, is when people just ignore me. Just don't care. Just brush it off. Britney, if you're listening, hello, hello, hello. Ignore your mommy. Listen to Donnie. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Donnie Meacham. Hey, Donnie, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Da, 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 da.
Last show we talked about Johnny Depp. There was a rumour that he was going back to the Pirates of the Caribbean, and not only going back, but getting $300 million. It's all nonsense. It is not happening. But our question was, if it was happening, if it were to happen, would you watch a film that Johnny was in? 60% say no. After everything we've figured out about him, after everything that's been disclosed, we just, I think, want a break from Johnny. I'm with the majority here. At the moment, I don't want to sit down and watch a Johnny movie. What about you, Donnie?
I would watch Pirates of the Caribbean with Johnny in it. I wouldn't watch any other Johnny movie.
Right. Well, he's made some bad movies too, hasn't he? Like, you know, all this about Amber wrecking his career. All she had to point out is your last three or four movies before I said anything tanked. Like, your fame and your stardom days are over. It is not happening. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, let's do our nicest of the day.
Aww. Well, what would it take for Christian Bale to suit back up as Batman?
Ooh.
Apparently, there's one thing that could make him do it if Christopher Nolan came back to also direct the films.
The director. Oh.
Christian Bale starred in the Dark Knight trilogy, which was directed by Christopher Nolan, which I will arguably say probably the best trilogy in the whole Batman.
Yeah, you can say it. They were great.
Yeah. So he says, "No one's ever mentioned it to me, though. No one's brought it up." He said when he was asked about reprising Batman, he goes, "I have a pact with Chris Nolan. We said, hey, look, let's make three films if we're lucky enough to get to do that, and then let's walk away. Let's not linger too long."
Ooh.
But did add, though, that if Chris thought about coming back, he would think about coming back as well.
I like this. And the reason I think it's our nicest of the day is know that you need to surround yourself with really good people. Even if you're a superstar, you need really good people around you. Be loyal to your people. I'm loyal to my posse. I drag them along with me wherever I go. They drag me wherever they go. Figure this out. Surround yourself by people that you trust and be loyal to them. Our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty,
shame.
Naughty. So a top agent is shopping a book by Rachel Yucatel, who was Tiger Woods' most famous mistress. I have to say that because there was more than one. I know Rachel, and so I wish her well. I sort of like her, but I feel like she's told this story. Rachel, you did a big story with the New York Times. You've been on television. You've done all those TV shows. I'm not sure what else you have to tell. If you were going to do a tell-all book, you should have done it years ago. Not now. It's been, what, a decade ago? I just don't get it. Like, what is she possibly going to say in this book that she hasn't already said, Donny?
This is a money grab. And to me, it reeks of desperation. And it almost makes me feel a little sorry for Tiger Woods. And I thought I would never say that.
I felt the same. And I didn't want to say it. I felt the same. Yep. Like, enough. I think he paid her $10 million to never talk about the situation, the affair. She did. And I think she had to give that $10 million back. And so now she needs to make some money. Gosh, if you gave me $10 million, but I couldn't ever talk about it, zip. Donny, I'd never say I'd never say a word.
I'd wipe it clean from my memory.
I would. You could feed me my favorite chocolate cake. You could douse me with vodka. I still wouldn't tell you.
Not a word.
I'm not messing that up. No.
I'd pay for the bill that you doused me with the vodka on from that $10 million that I got from not speaking.
I went to Bottina's one night with Rachel and we drank a lot and it was very expensive. And when the check came, I said, Rachel's paying because she got $10 million from Tiger. I said it out loud and she did laugh. And then she pulled out this black Amex card, like the highest. Ooh. I know, there's no limit on it. And I was like, oh, girl. I'll get a lobster new bird.
I'll get
to go.
Take another.
I know, I'll get a chicken to go. Can you imagine it? Rachel, you're our naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
You get a Rob.
For 15, 20 minutes, we like to make you laugh, giggle with celebrity gossip. But for a moment, we're a little bit more serious. Today's moment of Rob. Hey, stop running through life towards the finish line and start enjoying the journey along the way. This morning, I had to remind myself of this. I woke up, it's a beautiful day, the sun is shining through my windows, and I just jumped straight into work. And I stopped, and I took a minute to just enjoy a lovely cup of coffee and a beautiful view and how great my life is. And then when I started doing the work, instead of rushing through it to come up with 5 or 6 pieces of gossip, I enjoyed every one of them. I made myself laugh out loud. Try to enjoy every moment of the journey, every moment of your life, because let's remember, I don't want to be too morbid here, but we're all rushing towards the same finish line. It's not a good finish. It's going to happen to all of us. Take your time. Enjoy the journey. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donny Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Thank you to all the new naughties. We love the original naughties too. We're doing really, really well on the charts. We peaked about number 6 or 7 on the charts, Donny. We're doing fantastic. Leave a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, sing along all together now. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.